From the KERA Newsroom, I'm Christopher Connolly. What's going on in North Texas this summer might sound like a property tax revolt. Frisco voters turned down a school tax increase, Dallas schools decided not to ask for a tax hike, and in Dallas, Judge Clay Jenkins wants to cut property taxes. Next week, the Fort Worth City Council will vote on a new budget that would cut rates too, but a lower tax rate doesn't always mean a lower tax bill. Fort Worth Mayor Betsy Price says property values in Fort Worth are going up, so she wants to see the property tax rate go down.
It's the right thing to do so that you don't just spend that windfall, and it helps make Fort Worth more competitive.
Even with the lower rate, though, Fort Worth would take in an extra $24 million in property taxes next year. That's because property values have jumped about 9% in the last year.
It's a good bad problem because it does drive your tax bill up, but it's a good return on your investment. You don't want to be in a city where values are continually falling. You don't want to buy a house at, say, $200,000 and have it drop to $150,000.
All across Texas, many local officials know how to play the game, and they will say, well, I'm cutting taxes, when in reality they're not.
Daniel Gonzalez is from the Texas Association of Realtors.
They're cutting the tax rate, but they have to cut the tax rate because appraisal values are going through the roof. So they kind of hide behind the increased property values to justify higher spending.
Really, Gonzalez says we should be talking about the effective tax rate, essentially the rate needed to bring in the same amount of money as last year, given newer, higher property values. If Fort Worth wanted to do that, the city council would have to cut the tax rate by twice as much. Gonzalez says he sees this all across the state, cities cutting tax rates but letting tax bills rise.
We need to make sure that we maintain an environment here in Texas that continues to allow people to move here. But more importantly, we want to continue an environment here in Texas that allows current Texans and those folks who have lived here for decades and generations to be able to continue to live in Texas and live in their home that they purchased a long time ago.
The issue has become a hot topic for state lawmakers, too.
Good morning.
In April, a Senate committee tasked with looking into rising property taxes held a hearing in Arlington. For 11 hours, lawmakers heard from North Texans fed up with their tax bills and local officials defending their tax policies. Colleyville Senator Connie Burton seemed unimpressed with those explanations.
The fact of the matter is, homeowners are paying more, and they're frustrated. That's, I think, why we're here and why we're going around and talking to everybody.
Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick said the legislature is determined to cut property taxes in the next session starting in January. And he had this warning for local officials.
If you take the position, in my view, of saying, no, we're not going to compromise, we're not going to negotiate, we're sticking with what we have, well, then you will have missed the train that's already left the station. And don't complain later when you say, you passed a bill. And that really makes it tough on us.
Exactly what state lawmakers might do on property taxes is unclear, but Fort Worth's Mayor Betsy Price says setting up a one-size-fits-all policy in Austin to govern all 1,200 cities in Texas is a bad idea. She says state and federal budget cuts are forcing local governments to do more.
We are not willy-nilly spending that revenue. And we understand that it's a burden for people, but if you really begin to cap that, you've capped local government's ability to deliver the services that you want.
Price says, ultimately, the state should let local governments make decisions about local taxes. Christopher Connolly, KERA News.